Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom, and we're now studying the fifth parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, and as promised, we're going to do the entire very short parak, Hayubodkin, in one podcast. It's two daf. And we'll go Mishnah by Mishnah. Hayubodkin otan b'sheva chakirot. The Edim would be checked out with seven kinds of questions. Let's find out what they are. Be'ezu Shavua, which means what set of Shemitah years. Be'ezu Shana, what year? Be'ezu Chodesh, meaning when did the crime happen? What month? Pecham B'chodesh, what date? What Be'ezu Yom, what day of the week? Be'ezu Sha'ah, what hour? Be'ezu Makom, and location. So six about time, one about location. Rabbi Yossi dissents. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Be'ezu Yom, Be'ezu Sha'ah, Be'ezu Makom. He has two about time, which is what day of the week and what hour. And then what location. But he has four others to come to a total of seven, which we'll see is suggested by the text. Makirina temoto, do you recognize the perpetrator? Did you warn him? And avod avodazoret, that's miavad of meavad. Who did he worship and how did he worship? Okay. Kolam marba bebedikot, is the next Mishnah. Hareza meshubach. The more bedikot you do, the better it is. Maaseh uvadak ben zakai. We'll see who that is. Ba'oktsei teinim. He asked the edim about the stems of the figs on the tree where the crime happened, as we will see. Ma bin chakirot lebidikot. So what's the difference between bidikot, which is all these other questions about details, and the seven chakira questions? Chakirot, achad omer eini yodeh, idutan b'teila. If one of the witnesses says, I do not know, in response to one of the chakirot questions, such as time and place, then the entire edut is cancelled, and the reason for that we'll see in the Gemara is because it's now an edut, she'iyata chol azima, it's an edut that is not vulnerable to hazama, and therefore it's not an edut. Bidikot, echad omer eini yodeh, afilu shnayim omrim eineinu yodin, edutan keyamet. Even if both of them say we don't know what color the guy's clothes was or whatever it is, the edut could still work. Echad chakirot v'chad bidikot. But what's true about both of them is manch machishim zadzeh edutan b'teila. If they contradict each other, then indeed it is batel. The third Mishnah, echad omer v'shnayim v'chodesh v'chad omer v'shlosha v'chodesh. We're going to deal now in this Mishnah with the range of discrepancy that's allowable. So if one guy says had happened on the second of the month, the other guy says it was the third of the month, and by the way, they both said it was a Tuesday, Edutan Kayemet, then it works. Why? Shezeo Debi Rosh HaChodesh, Vezeo Debi Rosh HaChodesh. One of them knew that the month was a full month, the other didn't know. But Zeo Mebish Tosha, Vechad Mebish Hamisha, if one says the third and the other says the fifth, Edutan Betela, then it's out. We'll see why. Echad Mebish Teshot, Vechad Mebish Loshot. One says it was 2 hours in the morning, the other says it was 3 hours in the morning, Edutan Kayemet. That's a discrepancy we could live with. Echad omer b'shalosh v'echad omer b'chamesh, but 3 hours to 5 hours, edutan b'teila, then it's canceled. Habiyud omer kayamet, it still works. A person could make such a mistake. But echad omer b'chamesh v'echad omer b'sheva, if one person says it was an hour before midday and the other guy says it was an hour after midday, edutan b'teila, why? Shebechamesh chameh b'chameh mizrach v'sheva chameh b'marav. Because the sun is in a different direction at the fifth hour, still in the east, and at the seventh hour already in the west. Okay, the next Mishnah. V'acharkach machlisim et hasheni vodkin oto. We bring the second aid in and check him out also. Im tzu divrei mechuvanim, if their words jibe, then potchin b'schut. Then we begin by asking one of the dayanim if he has a schut to argue. One of the junior dayanim, remember, has a schut to argue for this guy. Amar achad min ha'edim yeshlam et alav schut. If one of the aidim piped up and said I could bring share a schut, we saw this in the last parak. Acham min ha'talmidim amar yishli lamid alav chuba. One of the 69 students who are in the three rows of 23, says, I could argue for chova, mishatkinoto, they silence him. But Amar Chavin HaTalmidim Yishlam Mid Alav Zchut, if one of the Talmidim said, I can argue for his acquittal, malinoto, they bring him up to the Beitin, moshivinoto b'nam, they have him sit there, v'lo ayayored misham kolayim kulo, he doesn't leave at all that day. He gets to sit with the Beitin. Himesh v'mashpid varav, if there's something to what he says, that shomino, we accept it. Even if the defendant says, I could argue that I'm innocent, we listen as long as there's something substantial there. Okay, the next Mishnah. Once they find that he's acquitted, they would exempt him, they let him go. But if not, then they would wait till tomorrow, and they would sleep on the arguments, but not exactly sleep on them. They break off into chavrutot, into pairs. That day they would not eat much, or drink any wine that day. And then they would stay up and they would argue all night. The next day they would come, they would come the next day and to the Beitin. Hamazakeh omer ani hamazakeh umazakeh ani bimkomi. I am an acquitter and I remain in my place. I haven't changed my mind. Chayev omer ani mechayev chayev ani mkomi. The guy who said to convict, he could stay put too. Hamalamed chova malamed zchut. But if somebody yesterday argued for chova, today they could change their mind and malamed zchut. Avon malamed zchut ener chola zov malamed chova. But not the inverse, as we saw in the last perek. Ta'uba davar. Let's say they erred about their arguments. Shnei sofrei hadanim v'kivinotan. The two scribes remind them of what their arguments were. Im atzu lo zchut patruhu. If they found a zchut, then he's off the hook. Im lav omdim li minyan. Then they do a count. Now, shnei mesrei mizakin v'chad asar mechayvin. So if you have 12 who acquit, then zakai, he's off the hook right away. Shnei mesrei mechayvin v'chad asar mezakin. If you have the flip, 12 convicting. But remember, you have to convict by a majority of two. Or if you have 11 to 11, but one guy says, I don't know, meaning you cannot yet acquit him. If 22 say one way or the other, and one guy says, I don't know, you'll see for dayanim. Then we have to start adding dayanim. We keep adding two at a time. So let's say you had 11 to 11, one guy said, I don't know, you add another two, so you really have 24 now. You keep adding until you get to 71, which is the max you're going to have. So let's say when you get to 71, you're still at a standstill because you still have a slight majority for conviction. You can't let him go, but on the other hand, you can't convict him based on that, but you can't let him go either. So now, 36 if you end up with 36 mezakin, he's free. Zakai. 36 mechayvin or 35 mezakin, if you have the flip, danin elu keneged elu, then they start arguing out, ad shir echad meham chayvin devir mezakin, till one of the convictors finds an argument in favor of acquittal, changes his mind, and then it's 36-35 for acquittal. Alright, that's the mishtayot. Menahani mili. So what's the source for seven chakirot? So I'm reviewed it. Damar kra, in the context of ir miklat, it says, you shall seek and you shall investigate and shall ask very well. And indeed, it is true that this city has gone to Avodah Zarah. In the case of an individual doing Avodah Zarah, we say, if you hear about it and you look into it, and indeed they've done Avodah Zarah, in the context of, so do a count and you end up with seven terms. Maybe it's three for this one and two for that and two for that. Why do we add them together? The answer is because after all, if the Torah wanted us to do seven, let it write all seven in one place. Since they're all written in the same fashion, therefore we learn from each other. Since we learn from them, it's like they're all written together and we add them up and it becomes seven. But that's not true. V'halo dami la dadi. Each case is unique. Irani dachat lahanachtarti lo dami. Irani dachat's unlike the other two. How? Shekein ramonan palait. In every other case, avodah zarah, idim zomin, their kids get to inherit their property. And the irani dachat's destroyed. Avodah zarah lahanachtarti lo dami. Avodah zarah is different than the other two. Shekein besayif. In the case of murder, which is the typical case of idim zomin, as Rashi points out, and in the case of Irani Dachat, they're killed by the sword, whereas opposed to Avodah Zarah, which is Skila. Edim Zomin, Lahanach Tarte, Lodami, and Edim Zomin is different than the other two, Shekein, Tzuchim Hatra'ah. Every other case, you need Hatra'ah. Edim Zomin don't need Hatra'ah. So the answer is, Behetev, Hetev, Yalfin, and Mehadadi. The answer is, it says, V'dashu, Eshuftim, Hevtev, right? And Hevtev in each place is the connector. Ugzera Shava Mufne, and that word is Mufne, it's absolutely extra, it's only there for the Gzera Shava, so it defeats the inherent distinctions between them that are significant differences that we just mentioned. The ilo mufne ikal mifrach, because if it wasn't mufne, then you could break down the Gzera Shava with the challenges we just had. So laya fni mufne, you know, indeed it is mufne. Why? Since it could have said v'darshu v'chakru instead of v'darashta v'chakarta v'heitev, and it said, Heitev Shema Minala Fnui, Heitev is extra. Vakati Mufrim Mitzad Echad, that's only Mufrim Mitzad Echad, because Bishlam Mahanach Tarti, which is Edim Zomin and Avodah Zarah Mufnehu. Shum Nahavi Lemichtav, because it could have said, which it didn't say. And in the case of Irani Dachat, here Aktiva Kulu, it says all the words. So there's nothing left for it to write. Heitev must be there just to say, do it well. The answer is, that's also Mufne. Why? It could have used the participle form in which we have, indeed, you shall investigate instead of Heitev. Shani Krabadibur, Heitev, but instead it used Heitev, Shramina Lafnui, it's there to make it extra. Okay, so now all we know so far is that in a case of skila, like Avodah Zarah, in the case of Sayif, that you need seven chakirot. Somebody who's going to get chenek, we learn the chakirot about as a kalvachomer from niskalin and from neragin, which is the Avodah Zarah, Edim Zomina, Nirani Dachat. We can also learn that Nisrafin need this as a Kalvachomer from Niskalin. The idea is Niskalin is the harshest killing, which means the crime is worst. And if it's the worst crime, and nonetheless you can't kill him without Chakirot, certainly in a lesser crime that only gets Srefer or the other ones, then you don't need, that you need Chakirot. Now, Hanechel Rabbanan Damri Skila Chamor. That only works according to Rabbanan who said Skila is the most severe of death. Rabbi Shimon Damar Sreifa Chamor. Rabbi Shimon says Sreifa is Chamor. We've seen this a few times. We'll see it more later in the Masechet. Ma'ika Lamemar. What are you going to say? Because according to him, there's no Kalvachomer. How do you know that Nisrafim needs Chakirot? Maybe it's such a terrible crime you do without Chakirot. Alam Rabbi Yehuda. V'inei emet nachon hadavar. That in the case of Reni Dachad, it says, V'inei emet nachon hadavar. There's four more words. Now 11 words. Sheva was the seven we already said. L'sheva chakirot. Dal tlat l'gzera sheva. Three more are there just for the gzera sheva. Hitev, hitev, hitev. Pasha luchada, one's left over. Rabbi Shimon latuya nisrafin. And for Rabbi Shimon, that extra one is there to include nisrafin that they also need chakirot. But according to the Rabbanan, you don't need that. So the Rabbanan melted yad v'kavachomer tarchat of lakra. We saw this several times in the context of Kiddushin and in other places, that sometimes something which is written as a Kalvachomer, it could be figured out from a Kalvachomer, nonetheless is written in the Pasuk. So that's why the extra one is there. And Magadif Rabbi Abau. Rabbi Abau didn't like that answer at all. Eima Latuya Shmona Chakirot. Maybe it means that there's eight Chakirot. We've now got 11, minus three for the Gzera Shava. Eight. Shmona Chakirot Meika, since when is there eight? The answer is Alamalova, Ika Latuya Bachama Basha'a. You could ask, what moment was it? What minute was it in the hour? But Tanya Miyachim, we have a bright that says, we could take it over Shmona Chakirot, and we have a bright that says there were eight. So now, Ha Nechala Baye Alibidra Meir, we'll see this later on, Damar Ein Adam To Evelo Klum. A man knows exactly the time, then you could ask that question. Even according to that version, it says that sometimes people mistake by a few minutes. Shaper, you can still ask b'chama sha'a and then give a range that's acceptable. 25 after half an hour, 20 after would be an acceptable range, maybe. Halabaya, libid Rabbi Yehuda, da'adam do'atua b'chatzi sha'a, according to Abaye's version of Rabbi Yehuda, or take on Rabbi Yehuda, that says a man could miss by half an hour, which means if I say b'chama sha'a, you could be up to an hour away from each other. Ulu'ava d'amarto inshituva, and according to Rabbi Bechlal, who says that people make large mistakes in time, ma'ika l'meymar, you can't do b'chama b'sha'a. It's not a legitimate question, because if they disagree, it shouldn't be meaningful. Halatui b'chama v'yovel. We turn it the opposite way to ask about a very gross difference, meaning which year is it in the which shmita is it in the yovel? So hanu be'ezer shavua. That's already asked. Halatui be'ezer yovel. Which yovel was it? Which is a huge amount of time. Which set of 50 years are we talking about? Be'ira kevan damar be'ezer shavua lo ba'ei be'ezer yovel. And the answer of Rabbi Shimon would be, I don't need that eighth question because once I know what Yovel, where it was within the Yovel, I don't have to start asking what Yovel it is. I mean, that's highly unlikely. Somebody's going to show up 62 years later and give edut about something and have to testify it was in the previous Yovel. Okay, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said that you don't ask about what year and what Yovel, what Shemitah it was. Rabbi Yossi had Tanya, Rabbi Yossi had Chachamim, Yivrechem, Mishav, Avamar, Emesh, Harago. According to you, Chacham, if a guy shows up and says, yesterday this guy killed, you're going to start asking what week, what year was it, and what set of years was it? Right? Amrulo, Lidvarecha, Mishabav Amar, Achshav Harago, Omerlo, Beze Yom, Beze Shah, Beze Makom. Even you, Rabbi Yossi, have questions that are not always meaningful. Like if a guy comes and says, he just killed him, you're not going to say, what day was it? Even though it's not necessary, we still ask him. Shimon Elazar said, if you recall, earlier on, that we ask the question, a lot of questions of the Edim, so as to try to get them confused in case they're lying. Same thing with all of these other questions. Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Yossi says, Emeshar go shchiach brovei diyot. He says, for someone to come and say it was yesterday, so you have to ask what day was it, that's very common. It's not very likely the guy's going to come and say, he just killed him. And so therefore, your challenge to me is only going to, that kind of case is only going to happen very rarely. So we have a formula, which is Be'ezi Yom. But to ask Be'ezi Shavua, it's such an unlikely thing, it would be in a different set of Shemitah years, even of a different year, that we don't ask it. Okay, the other thing is that he says, Makirim Atem Oto, do you recognize him? That's what Biosi says. Tanarvan, Makirim Atem Oto, Nochri Harag, Yisrael Harag, did he kill a non-Jew or a Jew? He traited him, Bo, did you warn him? Meaning, you should know that this is an Avera, and here's the punishment for it. Kibel Av Hatra, did he accept the Hatra? Hitras Folamita, did he say, I know I'm gonna die for this? Himipa Tochde Dibor, and did he kill within Tochde Dibor of accepting it? And Havodav Razart, Miavad, and meaning the Po'or Avad, the Markulis Avad, did he worship Po'or or Mercury? Uvameavad, what did he worship with? Bezivuach, Ubikitur, Benisuach, Mishtachava, those are the four main avodot, offering up, slaughtering an animal, or burning incense, or pouring wine, or bowing. So Ma'ula, okay, good. So that's an expansion on Rabbi Yossi's questions. Ma'ula, Minayim Hatra'a Min HaTorah. How do I know the Hatra'a is a principle in the Torah? So we have four answers. Shenemar, in this context, ra'at ervata means to have relations, but why does it call it ra'at ervata? Does that have to do with actually looking? Meaning, he's not guilty until they actually show him the reason of things, meaning that they have to show, tell him and demonstrate to him that it's prohibited what the consequences are. He may know inyan lekaret, then tenehu inyan lemakot. If it doesn't apply to karet, then apply it to makot. After all, the text is about karet. Karet, there's no hatra'a, so apply it to makot. Alright. So now we find hatra'a in the case of makot. If a man seethes with deliberation to kill somebody, meaning that they warned him and he's still mazid. That's how you know he's mazid. You have to warn him and he still says, I'm going to kill him. The people who found the gatherer of sticks on Shabbos brought him to Moshe. They warned him, and he was still collecting sticks. The Rebbe Tana, he had a different one. The man who has relations with this betrothed maiden is stoned because of the matter of him afflicting his friend's wife. Al iske dibur, meaning. It had to do with Dibor, meaning there is a speech involved. What's the speech? Is the warning. Utsricha. Now, why do I need all four sources? It's strange, Tsrichuta, because they're coming from four different sources, four different schools. Diikat of Rahmana Achoto. If I had the first text with Achoto, I would say it's only true about Makot. Mita, you did something so terrible, there's no Hatra'a. The Rahmana Ochia Zidish. So therefore, I had the case of murder. To kill. That's only in the case where you're getting beheaded, which is a lighter punishment, which means it's not such a serious avera. How about skila to chamura? But when somebody does something deserving of skila, that's far more serious. Say malo. So tzricha. That's why I needed those. V'tartim and iskol and lamali. So why did I have two cases with skila, which is nara amurasa and chilul Shabbos? The answer is the Rabbi Shimon latoy nisrafne. Rabbi Shimon's easy because he says sreifa is more chamur. So it's there to push it to the next level. But the Rabbanan, Milta Debe Kavachomer Tar Chatev Lakra. Again, the same principle that something that we could have figured out via Kavachomer, the Torah wrote down anyways. So we'll flip it. Why didn't the Torah just say it about Shabbos or about Nara Murasa, and we'd figure out everything from there, which is lighter. The answer is, you're right, we could have figured it out, and the Torah wrote it anyways. Oh, which is always a last resort, last kind of answer. Now, in the questions that in the Breito we said, You ask him, is he tiratzmo lemita? Did he say, I'm ready to die for this? Menalan, how do you know that's part of the deal? I'm Rabbi Tamar Chizki Amakra, yumatamet. Al pishnai medim yumatamet. Yumatamet means, achet tiratzmo lemita. He's already got to be a guy who's basically dead, because he accepted death. So Rav Chanan, Edina Murasa Shu Zamu, an interesting case. If you have Edim who testified about Anara Murasa having relations, and then people say, Imanu Ayitem, Edina Rogin, they're not killed. Because they could say, we didn't come to have her killed, we just came in order to testify that she can't live with her husband anymore, because she had relations outside the marriage. Aiva Truba, but they gave her Hatra, and in the Hatra they had to say, Yuchayev Chayevet Mita for this. And the answer is, Delo Hatruba. They didn't give Hatra'ah. Vilo Atruba Hechem Miktalah. So then how could she ever be killed if they didn't give Hatra'ah? So the answer is, Be'isha Chaver V'lid Rabbi Yosef B'Yehuda. There's a machlok Rabbi Yosef B'Rabbanon about the nature of Hatra'ah. Is it a universal? Or is it only there to clarify in cases where we don't know what the person's aware of? The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef B'Yehuda Omer, Chaver Ain't Tzarich Hatra'ah. A Talmud Chacham doesn't need Hatra'ah. So Hatra'ah L'Avchim V'Shog L'Meizeh. It's only there to figure out who really, if the person really knows what's going on. Talmud Chacham knows it's Osir. V'kevan de'inu lo miktali. So now flip it around. Since the Edim of Anara Murasa can't be killed, because they could always argue, we didn't come to have her killed. That's, of course, the Anara Murasa is an Isha Chaveru, they didn't give Hatra'ah to. So therefore, Yihi Echin Miktala, she can't be killed either. Because it becomes an Edut that's invulnerable to Hazoma, because if they could say, we didn't come for that. And that's the halacha. Any edut which is invulnerable to hazama is not an edut. The answer is hachinami kamar mitoch she'in neharagin shecholim mar lo osra al ba'alaban lo afin in neharagin. You're right. That's what they said. She's not killed either. Tav edut she'atachol azima ela b'isha chavera dekam al miktal alib Rav Yisrael Yehuda. We know that a woman who is a chavera could still be killed according to Rav Yisrael Yehuda. How does that case work out? Hechem ishkachala. The answer is shizinta v'chazra v'zinta. If they testify about two acts of znut, so she was already prohibited to her husband from the first one, and therefore, why is the, what's the purpose of them coming the second time? To get her killed. Maybe they're coming to say she's also to her new husband, who she married. The answer is shizinta m'balarishon. She had relations with the first husband. That was the znut. Inami shezinta mikroveha, or she had znut with a relative of her brother or her father, in which case he was also to anyways, and the only purpose of you testifying was to get her killed, and therefore it would work. Maishtana marasa denakat. So wait, why did Rav Chanan pick Nara marasa as an example? Could have been Ede ish and ish. Why not marasa? Afilu nesu anami. So in ilo ella afilu haidu lo yatva tute yichol nimada osra ba'alabanu. The chap is that even this one who's not yet married to the guy, not living with him, and therefore we would think, oh, there's not such a motivation to asa her on her husband, they could still make that argument. Okay, I'm Rav Chista. Now we're going to go to a little bit later in the Mishnah. We talk about discrepancies in Edut. Echad omer b'sayif harago. If one guy says he killed him with a sword or with a spear. Echadomer ba'ariran harago. It's another kind of weapon. Ein zanachon. That's not edut together. They're testifying about two different weapons. But echadomer kelav shchon, echadomer kelav vanim. One says he was wearing black clothes. The other says he was wearing white clothes. Meaning the murderer, harei zanachon. That's okay. Meitav enachon, emet nachon adavar, means shehei nachon. Has to be put together. Mechuvan. Echadomer besayv harago, echadomer ba'ariran harago, or echadomer kelav shchon, echadomer kelav vanim, black or white clothes. So here the Braita says that the color of the clothes of the perpetrator makes a difference. The answer is Tugum Avchista Besudar Shechan Kobo. That's what he's talking about, the clothes where he took his clothes, like his turban, and choked him with it, meaning it's the weapon. Tanu Sayaf Ariran, it's just like Sayaf and Ariran, the color of the clothes. So Toshma, watch this. If one testifies that he has black shoes and the other says he has white shoes, that's also a discrepancy. Right, he kicked him with his shoe. So the shoe is the weapon. We have this in the Mishnah. We're talking about a case where he took the fruit from the fig tree on Shabbos, and therefore he's being killed for that, and therefore it's part of the object of the Avera. Ay vatanya mrulo tachate naharago, that they told Ben Zakkai that he killed somebody under the Teina, and therefore it's not an issue of Shabbos, but it's an issue of Retzach, and the Teina and the Uktzei Teinim are just background. He took a Teina branch and he skewered him underneath the tree. So therefore the stem is really a part of the weapon. But in the Breitra, this Ben Zakkai asked him specific questions about the fig tree, which weren't about the being the murder weapon. So Elam Rav Yosef, mi Ben Zakkai lo tiv inish, you challenge me from that? Shani Ben Zakkai, bidikot chakirot vashvila. He's different. He considers bidikot chakirot to be the same. And therefore, he asks these very fine-pointed questions to try to find a discrepancy. But we don't paskin like that. Now, parenthetically, my Ben Zakkai, who's Ben Zakkai? Man Ben Zakkai. Iyam Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, if you think it's the famous Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Miyav Sanhedrin, since when was he on a Sanhedrin at a time that they killed? Atana Kol Shotav Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Miyav Esim Shana. We have a bright that lived 120 years. Arbaim Shana is like Pragmatia. The first 40, he was doing business. Arbaim Shana Lamad, then he learned for 40. Or Shana Limed, then he taught for 40. Atanya, Arbaim Shana, Korav Churban HaBayit, Galta Sanhedrin, Vala b'chanut. 40 years before the destruction, around the year 30, they left the Beit HaMikdash and settled in one of the stores in Yerushalayim because they were not able anymore to execute, and therefore they didn't want to mivatel that mitzvah, and they left. What does it mean they left? They didn't do dine kasot. Dine kasot, why not? Elo shelo danu dine nefashot. They didn't execute anymore. Utanan, Mishachar Beit HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, Zakkai, etc., etc. Yochanan Ben Zakkai made numerous takanot, lulav kol shiva and isra chadash, etc. After the Chorban, which means he's ahead of a Sanhedrin at the end of the Chorban, and only the last 40 years of his life was he teaching or sitting on the Beit Din. And 40 years before the Chorban, they were already out of the Lishkar Hagazit. Ella Ben Zakkai Dalman, it must be just some guy named Ben Zakkai. Sachar Mistamer Yisakad Daitach Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai Karli Ben Zakkai, and it makes sense because do you think the Tana would call him just Ben Zakkai? Atanya, wait a second. We have a parallel brayta that says it really was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai who checked the Eidim about what they knew about the stems of the Teinim. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, this was in the early years when he was learning. The Sanhedrin was still in place. He was a student sitting in front of his teacher. He said he gave an argument, and the rabbis liked the argument. Kavua Bishmei, and so they set the they finalized and they presented the statement in his name. Ki Have Law made Ben Zakkai Bikarle. When he was a student, they called him Ben Zakkai. Katamani Shev Tanei Rabo, like a student, and therefore the Mishnah reports it as of the time when he said it. Ki Have Li made when he was a teacher, Bikarle Ben Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Then they called him that. Ki Karle Ben Zakkai Al Shem Dikara, Karle Ben Yochanan Ben Zakkai Al Shem Adashta. So when the Tana calls him Ben Zakkai in the Mishnah, that's referring to the time at which this piece of information came across. When they call him Yochanan Zakkai, they're referring to him with a more contemporary name with which they're familiar. Okay, Maseh Ubadak. And then we said, Ma Ben Chakirot L'Drishot. We said the B'dikot. The difference in Chakirot and B'dikot is in any Odea. So Maya Filu Shnayim Omrim. Why do we say if in B'dikot, if one says, I don't know, and even if two say, I don't know, then it's valid still. It's a Pshita. If one guy says, I don't know, we say it's still okay. So certainly if you say two, say we don't know. It's about some side thing. It's certainly kayam. So if Shay should a resha kai, it's referring to the resha, meaning when you said, then chakirot, in any odeh is no good. Even if you got three edim, two say yadanu, one says I don't know, what day it was, what time it was, what place it was, edutan betela, it's canceled. That follows Rabbi Akiva. The Makish 3-2. But we said that even if it's 2, Edutan Kayamet. So you can't say that it's like Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah in Makot says, why does the Torah say that 2 or 3 witnesses to be Makish 3-2, just like with 2, you have to mazim both of them, and to be mazin them. Similarly with 3, and just like with 2, if one of them is puzzled, the whole thing's out. So with 3, or even 100, if one of them is puzzled, it's out. So therefore, the point being, in Rav Shesha's take, is that if Two of the Edim say we know, but a third one says, I don't know. It's canceled. It follows Rabbi Akiva. So Rava says, no, but it says Edutan Kayamet. It means this. If there's three and two say we know and one says I don't know, then Edutan Kayamet, it works. Come on, look, Rabbi Akiva, against Rabbi Akiva, and saying that once you have two Edim, that's all you need, and other ones who are invalid, we don't care about. Okay, Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, Tanu Sanhedrin Bei Rabba, they learned Sanhedrin in Rabba's base Medrash. Paga Bahu Rabbi Bar Chama, Rabbi Bar Chama met them. Amar Lo, Humayam Rita Ba Sanhedrin Bei Rabba. So what did you say over there? Lasira Chiddush. Amrilei, Humayam Amrinan Baba Sanhedrin Greita. So what do we say about Sanhedrin in general? My Kashalach, what question do you have? Let's see if we can answer it. Amar Lo, Mihadik Tani, Mabin Chakirot Levdikot, Chakirot Chadom Ein Yodea, Itam Levdikot, Amar Ein Echad Ein Yodea. He quoted our Mishnah. Remember, Chama quoted our Mishnah, Rav Kahana, Rav Safra. He said, Mech, the Idi, Idi, Doraita. He says, after all, Chakirot and Dikot are both Doraita. Dikot is basically telling what happened. Maishta Chakirot, Maishta Dikot. Why is it that any Yodea scotches it in Chakirot, not in Dikot? So Amri Lei, they said, Hachi Ashta, let's think about it. Hakirota, Marchan and Yodea, Yidham Tela, why? Davila Idu Chiatachol Azimat. The minute the guy says, I don't know what day it was, you can no longer be Mazim because somebody can't say you're with us at that time. Dikota, Marchan and Yodea, and Takayamat, Idu Chiatachol Azimahi. If a guy says, I don't know what color his clothes were, that's not liable for Hazama. Malahui Achi Amrituba, Tuvar Mituba. So Rabbi Bachama said to them, boy, you think you didn't say anything important about Sanhedrin and Beiraba? You certainly did. So Amrlei, mitivute demar minan batuva. Since you were nice to us, we said a lot of stuff. Min zihute demar minan bavalochada. If you weren't nice to us, we wouldn't have said anything. You were nice, so we told you this piece of Torah. Okay, we then said that if one guy says it was on the second of the month, the other guy says the third of the month, that's okay. Ad kama, how far into the month do we allow it to go? So he said, Ad Rubo Shechodesh, until majority of the month is out. By that time, we figure people know when Rosh Chodesh was, and they got their calendars adjusted. So Rava said, I got support for that. If one guy says the third of the month, the other guy says the fifth of the month, we cancel it. Vamai. Why don't we just say that one guy is aware that the last 2 months were Mubar and the other guy didn't know? Must be that by the time we get to the 16th of the month, everybody knows when Rosh Chodesh was, and if they have to, they adjust, and the most you could be off would be one day. No, it's possible that even towards the end of the month, the person doesn't know. It's only when they blow the shofar for Rosh Chodesh that he knows. So therefore, we assume a person could have made that mistake with one and missed one shofar blast, and therefore be one day off, but he wouldn't have missed two, and therefore, had there been two chodashim ubarim in a row, he wouldn't have missed them both and been 2 days off. So that brings us to this very famous piece, which is certainly tangential. How long into the month can you still say Kiddush HaLevana? The answer is until its gap is filled in. He says till 7 days when it's about a quarter. He says no, until the 16th, which is halfway. They agree with Rabbi Yochanan that has to be filled. One says that's to be like a bow that's filled. The other one says that's to be like a sieve that's filled or a sifter that's filled, which is all the way there. So other racham idif to the Ravina. Livri chatova metiv. Why don't you make the bracha chatova metiv when you see the moon? So Merlei, atu ki chaser mikimachin and dayan hamet. So do we say dayan hamet when it wanes? To livri chatova metiv, that we should say chatova metiv when it waxes? Livrichinu tavayu, so say both. Because that's the way of the moon. It waxes and it wanes. We don't say the bracha. Somebody who says Kiddush HaChodesh in the proper time is like being Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. What's his proof text? Tiv HaChodesh HaZeh. Tiv HaTam Zeh Eliv Yan Veyur. Art Yam Suf. Rabbi Shmuel, Malei Yizachu Yisrael Akbil Pnei Avim Shem HaShemayim B'Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Dayam. And Am Yisrael only been able to receive the Pnei HaShechina once a month, which is Kiddush HaChodesh, that would have been enough. Therefore, we should say this bracha standing up. They would lean on each other to say it. In Eretz Yisrael, they say the following bracha. Baruch Mechadesh Chodashim. Baruch Hashem Kholam Mechadesh Chodashim. That was it. Hi, Noshididan Namvarchi. That's what the women here in Babel say. Ella Kid Rabbi Yehuda. But we say like Rabbi Yehuda. Dam Rabbi Yehuda. Baruch Hashem Kholam Hashem Ramarash Hakim. Achpiv called Tzvami created all with his will. Chokuzmanatan Lahem Shleshinu Tafkidam. Gave them a rule not to, rules of nature, laws of nature that they don't change their job. Beautiful imagery about the moon. Okay. And then we have this pasuk in Mishle, you'll see the connection. Make war with trickery. What's that? That's why it's here, because of that chain. Where do you find the real war of Torah? He has packets of Mishnah. Rav Yosef and Afshe, Rav Yosef, who was famous as being the Sinai, the one who has Mori Dechita, has all the knowledge, called him and said, Rav Tvuot Bekoach Shor. There's lots of produce that comes out of the power of the ox, and Yosef is ashore, Yosef Bekoach Shor. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Chadom Mishnah Shot. So if a guy says it happened in 2 hours, in 3 hours, good. It's only with hours after sunrise. But if the discrepancy is before or after Edutan Betela, then their testimony is Batel. Pshita, that's obvious. If one says it happened as the sun was rising, the other one said it was before, then it's no good. Hanami Pshita. So one could say the sun was already out. So Reba Alma Hudachazin, he just saw some flashes from the world. Kamash Malan, that's really a discrepancy that's significant, even though it's not much time. V'charkach Machlisin, so what do we do next? We bring them in, and we say that day, the Talmid, who raised the point, Lishuto, gets to sit up for the rest of the day with the Beitin. We have another Breita that says that if the student has something of value, he never goes down. It goes down, sounds like, for the rest of that case. The answer is, even if what he has to say isn't so valuable and it doesn't help us at all, nonetheless, he doesn't go that down that day. So it shouldn't be that he went up and went straight down. So our Mishnah should be talking about a case where he really had nothing to add, so at least he stays the rest of the day. Okay, Matsulos Chut, etc. We said that they would argue, and all day they wouldn't drink wine. Yain my time alone. It's kind of easy. Leroznim Ishechar. Leaders should not have Shechar. Meaning, Hauskin Barazo Shalom Ishtakru. People engaged in the secrets of the world, whether that's because guy's going to live or die, should not be drinking wine. Okay, Danielu Kenegre the Watchira. So what do we do at the end? We beef up the baiting until we get to 30-71. And if it's 36-35 in favor of conviction, they fight against, they argue against each other until they can convince one of the convictors to come over. Lo ra umai, what if nobody gets convinced? Biacha potrinoto, he's potter. Chemer yochan potrinoto. Shamalei ra papa labaye. So veliftere, mi bei dina kama. So why don't we just let him go at the beginning? Once it was 12 to 11 and we can't convict him, let him go. They shouldn't leave the Beit Din all confused about what happened. So Ikad Amir Amalar Papa Labai, perhaps he asked, Falamali Yosifu. Why are they doing Yosifu? Why are they adding the Dayanim? This whole thing of adding two Dayanim at a time. That they should add two at a time. Lemifterim Medina Kama. Just let him go from the beginning. Rabbi Yossi holds like you. Just like 71 is the cap for 71, 23 is the cap for 23. If somebody says any odeya, it doesn't count. And if you have a 12 to 11, then he goes free, and that's it. There's a phrase, nizdaken adin, we have to see what it means, that is only said about dine mamonot. My nizdaken adin, what does it mean? Ilay makashdina, if you think it means it's very hard, and we're going to have to take a long time and get old while we figure it out. So it should be the opposite. We should take our time with dine nefashot. He said, okay, switch it. Don't switch it. It means something else. My nizdaken adin, chacham dina. We judged wisely. That's the announcement. We say that about dine mamonot, not about dine nefashot. We have a bright that says that the elder or dayan says that. If you say it's something nice, we understand why the biggest one says that. If you say it's something degrading, the Beit Din can't figure it out. You need the gadol to say it. He's embarrassing himself. The answer is in. It's much better for him to embarrass himself. We flip it. We say, if you agree that it means the din is very hard, then now I understand why you want to have him sort of embarrass himself, that's what it means. But if you think it means the deen is done very wisely, why would the gadol get up and say that? Other people should praise you, not you. We know that it's the gadol's job to make all the announcements about the Beit Din. We learned that in the Mishnah that the elder of the dayanim announces the thing. So he has to make the announcement. In this case, he's dakin adin, we did a good job. And we did a good job and studied all of Perak Hayu Bodkin in this podcast, and Yitz Hashem will pick it up with the beginning of the sixth Perak, Nigmar Hadin, and in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.